Some Massachusetts employers are telling Governor Baker they won't support his plan to charge them $2,000 for each full-time employee who doesn't have access to company health insurance. In the past 5 years, 500,000 employees and their families have switched to government-funded, free, or subsidized coverage. The governor is now trying to keep that from busting the state budget. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Most people agree. Governor Baker has a problem. The question is how to fix it. Robert Carey, a longtime insurance consultant, says charging a fee for every worker is a reasonable response to those companies that are dropping coverage.
And moving some of their employees who are eligible into public programs. Those costs continue to grow for the state, and, you know, there's a fair share responsibility at some point.
Carey's phrase, fair share, is a reminder that the original state coverage law, the one passed back in 2006, included what was called a fair share penalty. It was for employers with 11 or more workers who did not provide health insurance. It was the last piece of the law to fall into place, the piece that almost killed the deal. In the final days of negotiations, business groups agreed to an amount, $295 per worker. So to business leaders, $2,000 sounds like a lot more money. Sure, says Carey, it is.
But $2,000 pales in comparison to what other employers, most employers, I should say, are providing employer-sponsored insurance to their employees, and their employees pay a share of that as well. So it won't even cover half the cost of these folks on public programs.
But John Hurst, president of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, says there's nothing fair about a new assessment for his members. Hurst asked why employers should be fined because workers can't afford their share of the premium and sign up for MassHealth instead of company plans.
On the surface, it looks like a tax, particularly for small businesses. They have the highest premiums, not only in the state, but probably in the country.
Many employers are surprised to see Baker suggest something that looks like a new tax, especially when the state hasn't, as they see it, lived up to its share of that deal reached back in 2006. Eileen McEnany, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, says the agreement was to get everyone covered.
And then that we would address affordability. And 11 years later, we really haven't made any meaningful progress on the affordability front.
That's one reason the state's largest employer group, Associated Industries of Massachusetts, or AIM, told Baker's team late last week that it will not support the $2,000 assessment. AIM President Rick Lord says there's a clear reason that employers drop coverage or that employees decline it. Insurance is just too expensive.
Assessing employers' $2,000 per employee does not seem to be the way to address this problem in a meaningful way.
The shift from private to public insurance is happening in part because of the Affordable Care Act. The ACA says that anyone can apply for public coverage, even if they have access to an employer's plan. The original state law did not allow that. And the ACA made more people eligible for free and subsidized insurance. Governor Baker's remedy took many on Beacon Hill by surprise.
People in the healthcare community have been wondering for a while where the governor is on all of these issues. Well, here's Charlie.
Jeff Sanchez, House Chair of the Joint Committee on Healthcare Financing, is buried in studies about healthcare spending as the new session opens on Beacon Hill. To control costs, Baker proposes capping the prices Massachusetts hospitals and doctors could charge. That's another surprising suggestion from a Republican, where the party line is usually let the market determine prices. But Sanchez says with all the changes in the works here, as well as in Washington, these are unpredictable times.
We're back at another redefining time in healthcare, and it's pretty dramatic.
Sanchez, Governor Baker, and some other statehouse leaders say they remain committed to making sure virtually everyone in Massachusetts has health insurance. But the coalition that came together to craft that landmark law back in 2006 still hasn't figured out how to guarantee funding for that commitment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.